Will there be sex in heaven?
What do you see in your mind's eye when the word sex is mentioned? An image of Madonna on MTV? A James Bond movie? Cosmopolitan magazine? Or does your mind immediately flash from sex to scripture? Trust me, when it comes to sex, Playboy can't hold a candle to scripture. And if you think that's an overstatement, just read a few pages of Solomon's Song of Songs. Tragically, however, what the Creator purposed to be pristine and pure, the creation has prostituted and perverted. But that is not where the story ends. God does not arbitrarily remove things. He redeems them. So will there be sex in the resurrection? Yes and no. It all depends on what you mean by sex. First, by nature or essence, we are sexual beings. Thus, sex is not just something you do. Sex is what you are. The foremost reason we can say with certainty that sex will exist in the resurrection is that sex is not merely a word that describes an erotic experience. It is what we are by essence. In the beginning, God created us male and female, and that is likely how it always will be. Furthermore, we can safely surmise that there'll be sexuality in heaven because heaven will personify enjoyment. Men and women will enjoy each other, not in a mere physical sense, but in a metaphysical sense as well. And this reality is virtually impossible for a crass materialist to grasp. The materialist views sexual pleasure as a function of fitting body parts together. Christians, however, see humanity as a psychosomatic unity of both body and soul. Thus, we're not solely sexual somas or sexual bodies, we are sexual souls as well. In heaven, the pleasure that the male and female sex will experience in one another will be infinitely magnified because in eternity, our earthly conception of sex will have been eclipsed. In place of selfishness, we will take pleasure in selflessness. Finally, we can safely assume that there's going to be sex in eternity because God created sex in Eden before humanity's fall into a life of constant sin terminated by death. Thus, in Eden restored, we can rest assured that God will not remove our sexual nature. Rather, He will redeem our sexual nature. In the new heaven and the new earth, sex will no longer be for the purpose of procreation, nor will it involve sexual intercourse, for at the resurrection, people, the Bible says, will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. In heaven, we will experience a kind of spiritual intercourse that eludes our grasp on earth. In paradise, romance subverted will become romance sublime. It is going to be agape-driven rather than animal-driven. In Eden restored, our sexual bodies and sexual souls will fly full and free, unfettered by the stain of selfishness and sin. Will there be sex in the resurrection? Again, yes and no. Yes, there will be sexuality in heaven in that we will be in heaven, and we by our very nature are sexual beings. And no, there's no warrant for believing that there'll be sex in heaven in terms of the physical act. A passage to ponder. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them.